you can really get these niche areas. I mean, we're getting a ton of organic leads.
So the big question is, what are top agents doing to absolutely crush it in real estate? To get the answers, we interview the top real estate agents to learn their secrets to success. If you would like one-on-one access to over 26 of the top agents in the country to help you scale your business, then head over to eliteagentsecrets.com/partner, or you can just click the link in the description below.
My name is Andrew Dunn.
And my name is Peter Michael. Welcome to Elite Agent Secrets.
Which actually rolls us nicely into your second topic, which is to do with lead gen and follow-up. So unpack a little bit more about your secret sauce and why that's your second topic.
So I, when I started working with that guy, he was generating leads to this website, and I just saw that there was opportunity. Like, people are signing up on his website. It was all organic for him at the time. And you know, you do two or three deals in real estate, and you know, my fourth deal was a $1.7 million. So I made a $42,000 commission on that one. And I was like, okay, well, this internet stuff works. So I built out a website and I went heavy PPC. I handled my own campaigns for a while until I got to a point where I was scaling up. But I just found you have to find a way to generate leads besides Zillow, Realtor.com. You have to work your spear, and you have to find a way that you can get inbound leads that you or as an individual agent that you can work, or your team can work. And you also have to have a CRM or systems in place that you can follow up with these people consistently. Because most of my business is top of funnel leads, where, you know, it's people coming in that are 3 or 4 months out. So, you know, we're really big about continued follow up, making sure you're, because that's what we find is the long-term nurture is how you make money in this business. It's not the right, you get right now business sometimes, but if you can learn how to follow up people, I mean, you'll make so much money, you can't even count it.
So what are some of the things that you're doing to follow up with people? Is it systemized? Is it manual?
I mean, I can go into the systems I use. You know, my website's through Sierra Interactive, and I run GGMS, which they're a company out of Florida that does. They've built out all these action plans and automated follow up. So, you know, we're generating close to 30 or 40 leads a day to the team. And what happens is, you know, people are really busy. So these systems, they'll drip on people and make sure they're touched until you can make your calls. And it works really, really well. So really, it kind of dumbs it down for the agents when they log in each day. They can just, it tells them exactly who to call, who they need to, every single day, it tells them exactly what they need to do, which I think that's where a lot of people mess up, is they have these CRMs with no smart filters or nothing built in. And they lose their leads, they lose their good ones, and they just don't know what to do. So that's what we're doing now. And I really try to dumb it down as much as I could so that the agents could be successful. And it helps me tremendously too, because, you know, when I was doing it by myself, I couldn't keep up. I was just facing whoever was ready to look at houses and close deals. That's who I would pay attention to and then move on to the next one as I could.
Well, that's part of the issue that I'm kind of running into right now, where, you know, it's like we have more leads coming in than we can handle. We handle the ones that are like ready to go right now. And then the ones that are the few months out, sometimes they do fall off. So we're trying to change our system a little bit from. Yeah,
there's nothing worse than when you have somebody say, oh, sorry, we already bought, after you follow up.
It's like, what shit, fuck that one up.
And what does the lead gen look like? Like, if you don't mind me asking, because a lot of people wonder, like, they want leads, they want to know. And I use Sierra Interactive for a while. I've used a few different companies. You know, to get 30, 40 leads a day, people that are looking at growing a team or maybe scaling there, what's the cost of something like that approximately? And then I've never heard of the company that you had that does the follow-up. I'm in Canada, so we have a lot of different stuff. So what is, you know, what are those two things combined? Because I think the people that want lead gen and want to scale
it. I spend a lot of money. So you don't have to get in as heavy as me. I've got 16 agents that I'm trying to support, right? So
yeah.
I spend my AdWords budget, like pay-per-click, Bing, and I also do heavy SEO builds every month. So my all-in lead gen is probably $10,000 a month for everything that I'm doing. But like, that shouldn't scare people off from doing it. I'm doing it on a much larger scale than what other people are. You know, because there's a lot of people, I don't run any Zillow ads. I don't run any Realtor ads. I will say Google Local Service is money. I don't know if you'll have that in Canada, but the Google Local Service ads are tremendous. They're like come list me calls. I get probably two or three of those a week.
Okay.
And what's cool about Google Local Service, if you get a call and it's not a legitimate call or a legitimate lead, you can dispute it and they don't charge you for it.
Nice. Okay. That's cool. And then that follow-up system, because that's, I think the biggest challenge that people have with lead gen is everybody's like, I want leads. And they don't understand how much you have to follow up. Your conversion rates are, if you're lucky, 2-3%, if you're really good. Like, I've been doing lead gen for 13 years. So it's been like a big part of my business, to the point where my agents suck. I don't even do it anymore. Like, I stopped doing lead gen because my agents are so fucking terrible. But that's a part ownership of me too, because I didn't have the systems for follow-up because I'm not creating it. And I just didn't know where to look. And I truthfully, I got lazy with it. So what does it look like? What does that follow-up look like? And what's the cost for the follow-up? Is it per lead or is
it's a monthly service. So it's $500 a month. And pretty much all they've done is they built tons of action plans. And then I pay some additional money for what they call an inbox manager. And what they'll do is if people are texting back or emailing back the system, they can handle the low-level tasks. Like if they say, I'm looking for this specifically, they don't talk to the lead, but what they'll do is they'll go build that search out for them, and then they'll send a notification to my agent like, hey, this person wanted the search, you need to reach out to them.
Right. Cool.
Because at the end of the day, as team leads or as an agent, you want to do the things that are going to make you money, and obviously Legion's part of it, but when a lead comes in and they're good, ready to go, you want to go out and take care of that. So that's where GGMS really comes in. Like as soon as somebody signs up, they're getting text messages, they're getting emails. They get a link to a welcome video to our website. The whole purpose is try to get people to redrive back to the website over and over. I mean, that's what it is.
I think for like the amount of money you're spending, you are getting a ton of deals. Like even if we just said marketing and all that stuff, about what, like 120K, even if you said top end 150K a year, and it's like, well, you're getting over 200 deals a year. And it's like the ROI on that is massive. And I'm assuming all your agents are commission only, right? None of them are W2.
Correct. Yeah. It's all independent contractors.
Yeah. So it's like,
I mean, it's really easy math. Like when I was a new agent, I spent $1,500, and I was in a position where a lot of people are. I know a lot of new agents, it's expensive getting in. It's a new career. You're switching for something else, but like commit to whatever you're going to do. So if you're going to do Google pay-per-click, say, okay, I'm going to spend $500 a month and do it for 3 months. And I promise you, once you close one or two deals after spending $500 and make a $15,000 commission, you'll be all in on it.
Yeah. Couldn't agree more.
If you're on a team, it's a whole different thing, right? If you're a team agent, these are things you can talk about with your team lead. But if you're an independent agent, your brokerage is not going to spend money on that for you. I mean, from everything I've seen, even when I was an independent, I was ranking ahead on every search than all the brokerages were, because at the end of the day, the broker is just a facilitator, right, for your business. They're not going to generate that kind of business for you. So you got to go out and do it yourself.
Yeah. So I totally agree. I think it's addictive when you see it work, which is why we absolutely love it. It's how we started our business, why we coach everyone on it. It's like online lead generation is like the gift from God, but it's only the gift from God if you fucking work the leads. Like, that's the big thing.
And as you start to make money, I would tell you to find someone that's really good at SEO, and you're never going to beat Zillow or Realtor on your organic searches, but you can really get these niche areas. I mean, we're getting a ton of organic leads because my guy just continues to build blog posts and sites, you know, building backlinks. It pays off, but it's expensive. But, you know, if I do it for 3 or 4 years, my goal is I can reduce my ad spend. And yeah, I can be getting organic leads and get the same amount of leads for half the amount of money. That's what, but it's expensive. It's a long-term play for sure.
Yeah, I love that. And I think that is ultimately how you win. Like, you're thinking like a true business owner and realtor, where it's like 4 or 5 years of investment here, because you know you're going to be in this game for so long that the ROI makes complete sense.
Thanks for listening to this episode. If you would like one-on-one access to over 26 of the top agents in the country to help you scale your business, then head over to eliteagentsecrets.com/partner, or you can just click the link in the description below.